And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD is going to be replaced with a fantastic interview with Joel Smallbone from King and Country. For King and Country, Joel going to be on the show. How cool is that? You got to listen. Plus, after that, we're going to do our common sense commentary, Galatians chapter 5. After that, the professor of retirement, our very own Marty Schneider, joins us live. And today's Facebook post, different ways to use grace.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's the internet. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. White Fields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because White Fields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield's ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
I'm Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. Republicans in Washington are committed to repealing Obamacare right away. What they've been less enthusiastic about is putting the same timetable on passing policies that would replace Obamacare with market-oriented reforms. An idea called repeal and delay has become quite popular with Republicans. This would allow them to take a quick vote to get rid of Obamacare, but delay the actual repeal of the law for a few years while they come up with policies to replace it. Such a strategy is wrong-headed. Repeal of Obamacare should be accompanied by reforms that will lower costs, ensure the continuation of coverage, and reduce federal regulation in our healthcare system. Republicans have been debating and discussing these ideas for years, by kicking the can down the road and promising that they'll come up with a replacement for Obamacare in the future, Republicans only place their own political fortunes and the health care system at risk. They need to not just repeal Obamacare, but be prepared to put good ideas in its place right away. I'm Lon Hee Chin.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Every once in a while on our show, we get the privilege of talking to some people that are making an impact in the Christian community all over the world. With us today, Joel Smallbone for King and Country. They're going to be doing a concert this Saturday at the Rock Church. And listen to this. The concert starts at 1:30, and if you don't get to see this concert, you're going to be out of luck because everything else is sold out all over the place. Joel, welcome to the show. Thank you for jumping on the David Spoon Experience.
Mr. Spoon, what a pleasure, and the first time, so I feel doubly honored to be with you.
Let me ask you a couple of questions right off the bat. You guys had on Run Wild, Live Free, Love Strong, your album, you had four number one singles. Did you think... Yeah, I anticipated that.
No, we often think in those terms. I mean, but here's the thing, David. You know, from being on radio, it's like there's a long distance between the microphone and the listener. It's the same thing with music. There's a long distance between the studio and the writing process and the listener. And sometimes you feel like you're poking around in the dark. So what you lean on is honesty, inspiration, risk, you know, intuition, these sorts of gifts, in hopes that people really respond. But I take those four number one singles as a testament that people responded to the heartbeat of this record, which is very exciting and encouraging for both Luke and myself.
And let me ask you something for you and Luke, because you named it Run Wild, Live Free, Love Strong. And that kind of has a purpose in the sense of you're trying to communicate something to the church, but even greater or deeper is the name that you and your brother chose for King and Country means something as well, doesn't it, to people?
Yeah, well, we came up with a plethora of really bad band names before for King and Country. But we knew we always wanted a name that carried heart and a deep sentiment to it. And we were in the studio working on our first record when we came up with the name. I'm originally from Australia, David. I hope you can still tell. I live in Nashville, so my accent's been a bit compromised. But Australia is still part of the British Commonwealth, and so the Queen is on all of our coins. And one of the things that, as you know, British soldiers would charge into battle hundreds of years ago, they would chant for King and Country, for King and Country. And we thought, man, as a band, as a young man, kind of in my own lineage, but also in a sort of a spiritual metaphor, what a cool name to be known by.
That is awesome. I'm not even going to ask you what some of the other names were that kind of went by the wayside. But I will tell you that your accent, I thought originally you were from Chicago. Okay, maybe not. All right, possibly. All right.
I have gotten Boston before.
You have gotten Boston. That's great. That is fantastic. All right, you guys are doing a 15-city tour. San Diego's one of the cities. You're doing phenomenal. We have this matinee show, so to speak, Saturday at 1:30 at the Rock Church. Phenomenal facility. And we do want people to know to get information, sdrock.com/For King and Country Tour. So that's one way to get tickets, but there's another way. 877-840-0457. You can also get tickets, but I'm telling you right now, if you don't get tickets for this concert, you are going to miss For King and Country. It's going to be your loss. I'm just warning you now. Now, my understanding is you're bringing, one of the songs you're bringing is your new one, Glorious, and you're going to be singing that at the gathering. Is that right?
We are, you know, we're bringing David. It's actually, I told one of the young ladies that's traveling with us last night, Lauren Daigle, who is a special guest, won't be there for the matinee, but I tell you, this is my favorite tour I've ever done, because there's something about the nostalgia of Christmas, these wonderful, you know, timeless Christmas songs, and then giving it sort of a 15-country flair. We've got, you know, 43 instruments on stage and 8 of us and lasers and ladders and curtains and icicles falling from the ceiling and all the rest of it. So it's what we've found so far. We're about 2/3 of the way through the tour. It's a lovely way to kind of ring in for both the audiences and for ourselves to ring in the Christmas season.
Yeah, I just think it's phenomenal. So we appreciate you bringing that to the San Diego community. Here's a question. I don't know if you get this question a lot or not, and I understand this is one of your favorite tours of the touring process, but is touring hard? Is it difficult? Is it draining?
Yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't say in some areas, of course. I mean, it's a wonderful sort of preposterous thing at the same time. You sort of, you know, this tour, for instance, last week we were in Newark, and now I'm literally, as we speak, looking out the front window of the bus driving through Arizona. And so the people you meet, the places you see, is wonderful and exciting and sort of thrilling. But at the same time, it all, you know, everything comes at a cost. I'm away from my wife. The ground is always moving underneath your feet. So sometimes it's hard to stay grounded. It's hard to keep your bearings. So there is a form of sacrifice. And I think also, as we know, any good thing that is out of proportion can potentially become a bad thing. And so it's just finding the balance in it. And this tour, as far as balance, 15 shows in 3 weeks, feels like a wonderful thing, because it's brief enough for it to stay fresh and exciting and honest without getting into sort of the monotony of it, if you will.
Gotcha. And I think what's cool about that is, you know, just think, I mean, the name that you and your brother chose, for King Country, that's what you're sacrificing for, is for King Country in that sense. You're doing this in the kingdom of God and in the name of the Lord. It's just that great mentality, mindset. And I think that any sacrifice you do, when you're doing something that has worthwhile, it's labor. It takes sacrifice. It takes effort. But the reward, and I'm just going to take this as a bit of an assumption, you get that opportunity to engage with the audience. You get that opportunity to bless the audience. Is that even better? Is that like the best of the best part for a ministry? Whenever we're talking to somebody and whenever they get it, and when you can just see the Lord touching it, isn't that the best part of all of it?
Well, it is. You hit the nail on the head, in that it's sort of a natural law, isn't it, that nothing good comes easy. And so you don't appreciate something unless you've really worked for it. And with these songs, with this record, with this Christmas EP that we released, with Glorious, this new original Christmas song that we've been working on since February, these are no exceptions to the rule. We've poured our hearts into this. And so then you send them out, you know, we put them on the radio airwaves or on Spotify or Apple Music or on a CD, and people grab it. And then you have this kind of moment where your lives intersect. For one time in the history of the world, this combination of people is going to be gathered together for such a time as this, I believe. It is a beautiful moment, which leads me to another question, David, and that is, is there any chance we could persuade you to come out to one of the shows on Saturday?
Yeah, there's a great chance. I'm talking to my wife about it now. Now, she actually, contrary to everybody thinking that I am the classical kind of guy I am, in the sense of born and raised Jewish and then became a Christian and have a Baptist and Pentecostal ordination, she still rules the house.
I love that.
And that's absolutely something that we're trying to coordinate to get to do. Here's my question. If I come there, or if I'm somebody who's listening in the audience and I come to the event and I'm coming to the Rock Church, you know, it's 1:30 on Saturday, I'm going to go through this experience for King and Country, and I'm there, what are you hoping that I engage with or encounter from start to finish?
Well, it's a show for sure. I mean, some have gone as far as to say it's a it's almost as theatrical as a marriage between Trans-Siberian Orchestra and Blue Man Group, you know, married to a rock band. So there is a lot of, you know, whether it's streamers or lasers or ladders, like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of performance and presentation components, a lot of musical moments, a lot of production moments. But there's also a lot of stories, you know. That's one of the things that Luke and I love is in this particular night, we sort of tell our dramatic journey from Australia to the United States, and that our father and our family is really one of the examples of what America is known for and is great for, and that is the American dream, that you can come over and have nothing and you can build a life here. And so we share a little bit around about that, and we moved around Christmas, and so we got to experience our first white Christmas in the United States, as opposed to in Australia, being in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia falling in the dead center of summer. And so there's those sorts of things that I find very endearing through the night. And we certainly, rather than performing for an audience, we want to have a sort of a relationship and an evening with the audience. And my sense is, from the responses we've gotten so far, that's what's happening.
Excellent answer. I mean, just excellent answer, Joel. So it's a combination of entertainment and encouragement, even maybe with a thin slice of education underneath it. But it's really, that sounds like what it is. Here's what I want people to know. Saturday, December 17th, 1:30 Pacific time, obviously, for San Diego people, which for San Diego people, not 1:38, 1:30. And here's the bottom line. You can go to sdrock.com/forkingandcountrytour. You can also go to therock.com and just check it out off their website. You'll be able to find it. But you can also call 877-840-0457. That's 877-840-0457. Your last shot to get an opportunity to see For King and Country. You don't want to miss it. You only get this show to do it. Thank you, Joel, for taking the time to hang out with us here at the David Spoon Experience.
Hey, a pleasure, Mr. Spoon. Thank you for having me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Here's a chorus.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
G'day, this is Joel, and I'm Luke with For King and Country. Let the celebrations begin. It's with great enthusiasm that we announce our first ever nationwide Christmas tour.
A special For King and Country Christmas matinee, 1:30 Saturday afternoon, December 17th at Rock Church.
It's a night of Christmas classics, our songs, and even some Christmas originals.
So go ahead and grab your best mates and join us. You can get your tickets and more details online at forkingandcountry.com.
It's a special For King and Country Christmas matinee, 1:30 Saturday afternoon, December 17th at Rock Church.
You can get tickets right now at forkingandcountry.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Isn't that a great interview? Joel did a great job. I'm really excited about that. Excited about the concert. Really hope people will respond. We're getting ready to do our Common Sense commentary. Before we get there, I do want to make a mention. We spent the last 2 days taking time with Talking Bibles International. We had Paul and Mark in here, and they, I'm telling you, those guys, they poured their hearts out. You have to understand in radio, I'm kind of hoping people understand. Like, you think, well, Dave, you're like a professional radio guy. Well, 970 shows ago, I had not done radio. Okay, so 4 years ago, I was a no radio guy. And what we'll have is when we do an appeal, we'll have people that are well-experienced in radio, you know, 1 year maybe doing donation raising, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years doing donation raising. It's a big deal. It takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of strength. And there's Paul and Mark who have this ministry for Talking Bibles International. By the way, talkingbibles.org. And they are just pouring their hearts out to the audience, sharing with everybody what they're trying to accomplish. They're not radio guys. So to do 2 hours a day, 2 days in a row, is a ton. It's a ton of work. And they did a fantastic job. So here's what I'm going to say to you. $35 for a Talking Bible. A Talking Bible reaches the refugees in Sudan, people who are refugees there by no choice of their own. Up to 1.5 million people can be in that concentrated area. And many of these people do not know how to read a Bible. So Talking Bibles International has oral Bibles in their languages, 5 different languages for the Sudan refugees. And they're just trying to send 200. We were able to send a bunch, but not the full 200. So I'm really hoping that if you haven't heard about this, you'll kind of either check out KPRZ or go to talkingbibles.org or call them at 855-55-BIBLE. That's 855-55, and you spell out the word Bible, and participate in getting the word of God into the hands of these people that will never get this kind of window or this opportunity. And I'm telling you, the stories they told were amazing. Amazing stories. Amazing stories. And I'm just really encouraging you to go to talkingbibles.org, check it out, and see if you can participate. I hope you can. All right, Common Sense Commentary, let's get that rolling. What's our music, please?
Oh, Lord, I don't deserve the riches of your word, but you changed my filthy rags to linen white as snow.
All right, folks, here we go out of Galatians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18 say this. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh craves what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are opposed to one another, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Okie dokie. I'm not going to do the deep, deep theology here. I'm going to make the real practical common sense part here. Have you ever noticed inside of you there's a war? There's a war that goes on inside of you. Have you ever noticed there's a part of you that wants to do right? And there's a part of you that wants to do wrong. Don't be dishonest. Better to be honest, be straightforward, and be real. Don't forget Ananias and Sapphira. What happens is the part of you that's the flesh, that's the part of you inside of you that wants to do wrong. There's another part of you that's touched by the Holy Spirit, making your spirit born again. That's the part of you that wants to do right. you have an opposition or a warfare within yourself, and why people are divided within themselves and why people struggle so much is because the war between the spirit you and the flesh you rages on. And what it says is that we actually have an opportunity to make a decision as to what side we are enhancing, the side that is connected to the Holy Spirit or the side that is connected to our flesh. So there's this opposition going on inside of you right now, and that's your flesh, your old man who's judicially crucified but practically still hanging around. And that part of you, the old part of you, is fighting against the new part of you that's been touched by God, and you want to do the things of God and do those things right. A great way to assess where you're at comes out of Romans 8:5, where it says, those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. That war that's going on inside of you, you can really get a definition on by that which you are thinking about. When you start thinking about things that are contrary to God and sinful and lustful and are disconnected from Christianity, that's the part of you that is getting you in trouble. And what we want to do is be more influenced, be more operational, be more functional in the elements of the Holy Spirit. It is false to say that that only comes through the Word of God, for the Holy Spirit abides in you through a decision you made to acknowledge and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And the Holy Spirit makes his abode or lives in you. And the Holy Spirit influences you, guides you, and counsels you. So it does require you and I to do a better job of checking in with where we're at on the inside to making sure that the influences we're responding to are godly, spiritual, biblical by test and examination, and not sinful, and sinful being the very definition, anything that's contrary to God. Not anything different, anything that's contrary to God. So the encouragement is to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh, because they're at war and you're going through that war, and God wants you to win that war. And through Jesus Christ, you can, and through the influence of the Holy Spirit, you can, and we should. The next time we review this, we're going to actually look at some of the acts that define whether they're walking in the flesh or the Spirit. That ought to be fun by itself. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as long as you stand by me.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. and ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcaliburRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
A mother and her little boy went to the local mall a few days before Christmas so the child could pick out a present for his father. Well, as usual, the mall was packed with people. Finally, the exasperated child said, "I wish Christmas would come at a time when the stores aren't so crowded." Well, the truth is, giving to others always costs something. There's a sacrifice involved, whether it's money or time or fighting the crowd at the mall. But that's the way giving has always been, ever since God sacrificed His Son to be the very first Christmas gift to the world. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's gift to you on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66, start your journey home today.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Probably should tell you, since I haven't done that good a job so far, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Don't forget our Facebook page, The David Spoon Experience, The. Don't forget the part. And then HisAppointment.com. If you have had a tough Christian experience, been like, ooh, that was tough, that was hard, that was difficult, I can't believe I went through that, why did God allow that? I encourage you to go to HisAppointment.com. HisAppointment.com. All right, on the phone with us, the legend. Now, this, when people hear this name, they almost tremble. Okay, well, maybe not tremble, but they know that whatever's coming is wiser than they. That they know for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, our very own Marty Schneider. You can reach him, by the way, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526, or theretirementprofessor.com. Or ProfessorSocialSecurity.com. Marty, how you doing?
David, I am great, brother. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic, Marty. I'm doing fantastic.
Good. I suspect you're looking forward to a Christmas holiday ahead and getting to enjoy some family.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a little bit of time off. You know, I've been working on my master's thesis, and I've been doing all of this material kind of at the same time. And I'm going to have a full 7 days where the only thing I know is how to turn on and off a television.
Oh.
Okay, that's not really going to happen. I'm just going to try and make that happen, right?
Yeah. Let me know how that goes for you.
Yeah, that'll last a day. That's what I'm going with anyway. All right, Marty, what do we got? What's going on in the world of finance? Because my understanding is wowzers. That's all.
Yeah, that's a pretty good description. You know, the big news yesterday, David, was the Fed did what they – actually, wasn't big news. They were telling everybody they were going to bump rates a quarter of a percent. They did that. But what was a little surprising was they came out with some guidance for next year indicating as many as 3 additional interest rate bumps, if all goes according to plan, and then 3 the following year. So they kind of surprised the markets with that information, not so much that they bumped rates yesterday. That was predictable, but it was the future guidance that was a little surprising and caught some folks off guard, and the markets, you know, trembled a little bit yesterday, but kind of got back on track today. So that was the big news of the week yesterday.
All right, let me ask you, I got a couple of immediate questions, because when you hear about this, and I've asked you this before, and I'm pretty sure I remember the answer, but I want to ask you kind of in a follow-up capacity. So is there anything in the presidency that's up and coming and the administration that's up and coming that is an indicator that they can alter what this 2-year plan may be?
Yeah, you know what? Yes, what was interesting was that when Janet Yellen, the chief of the Federal Open Market Committee, when she spoke, she basically said that it was the feeling of many of the committee members that it was because of the growth plan ahead that they felt comfortable in giving that guidance. In other words, they expected accelerated growth over what the economy has had based on the fact that Trump was intending to cut income taxes and corporate taxes and some deregulation issues, and that they expected that that would grow the economy faster, which gave them more confidence in their willingness to perhaps bump rates in the future. So those dots are clearly connected to, you know, the Trump administration. What's kind of interesting is they're not particularly pals. I mean, Trump was critical of Yellen during the campaign, and it's generally believed that in 2018, when her term is over, he would likely replace her as the Fed Open Market Committee chairperson. So, you know, again, that's sort of a subplot in all of this stuff going on there at the Fed.
All right, so I got two big questions that come off of that, and they're both of them are enormous. The first question is, any possibility that she is now, as the person that kind of helped coordinate this, playing a little bit of a different game in order to stay in her position?
Well, that's a really interesting question that I hadn't been asked yet. I don't know the answer to that. I would say this. We haven't seen that yet.
Okay.
And I don't know that she relishes necessarily working under this administration. You know, they've just never been flattering to one another in terms of Trump and Yellen. And, in fact, she was asked yesterday about, you know, what do you think about this guy, you know, the president-elect that's tweeting about all these companies, and she said, well, it's not my job to give the president any advice on how to behave. So there's just kind of a little chill between the two that I'm not sure she'd necessarily want to hang out with him for 4 years.
All right. That's a very good answer. Now, you said something, and I just can't pass up the humorous moment there, Marty, so just bear with me. But you did say that you had on one hand Trump and the other hand Yellen. You got Trump and Yellen. You got Trump and Yellen. So somebody's got a Trump and somebody's got a Yellen going on. It's just like, come on, that's too funny. Who doesn't see that? But here's my big question is, how come, and this is just one of those, you know, call me dumb, how come they did not anticipate to raise the rates under Barack Obama, but Donald Trump, who's not even in office yet, has already got six bumps planned because they think the economy's going to do good. Obama's there for 8 years. They can't do a thing.
I think that's the most telling thing of all that you just hit on. You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, under the Obama administration, they never had the confidence that the economy was strong enough to handle an interest rate bump. And so they were always backing, you know, tapping the brakes on that, except for last December. They did it last December once for a quarter point. But you're absolutely right. Now they're giving guidance that says, well, based on the fact that, you know, we anticipate more of a growth economy under this president. So it's funny to me because, I mean, isn't that what we all want? We want to grow the economy. We want to grow jobs. We want to grow tax revenues. And we do that by reducing marginal tax brackets and simplifying taxes and, you know, encouraging corporations to stay here in the U.S. with tax incentives. And they employ people, and those people they employ pay taxes. And so absolutely, you know, it's very telling that that those comments came out to me yesterday, even before the Trump administration is in office, David.
Yeah, I guess I am absolutely amazed. In my mind now, I'm going to be a prophet in the alternate universe. If Hillary Clinton won the election, then we would not be talking about six bumps. That's I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I just don't think that would have happened. I mean, I'm not even sure the bump on Wednesday would have happened in a Clinton administration or, you know, future administration. So, I mean, you know, the policies of government that want to tax and penalize and transfer wealth, you know, from the top down are not conducive to interest rate increases. So I suspect you're absolutely right on that one.
I think that's like astounding. First of all, how is that not the biggest news? How is that? Yep. Six bumps, things look better. I mean, why does it not? Why would they not say that? It's so incredible. But that there's no reporting on that, is there?
No, and very little on it. And, you know, I was talking about that today on one of my shows. I believe that you're so right. I mean, to me, it's indicative of the fact that we now have a Fed committee, a Fed Open Market Committee, that believes we have a good opportunity to see this economy actually grow beyond a 1.5% or 2% rate per year. And if that's the case, then they're right. Then, you know, adding a quarter of a percent to interest rates would be acceptable. So talking out of both sides of their mouths, really, you know. And look, I think at the end of the day, when the economy's growing and people are employed, that's really good for everybody. And it's really good, David, for tax revenue in general, if we have, you know, put people to work and salaries are going up and people are spending money again because they're confident in the dollar and the economy once again. So very, very Reagan-esque in terms of, you know, where he sits, where Trump sits now at the beginning of his presidency, very similar to where Reagan sat with his ideas at the beginning of his presidency.
It's almost like, I guess it's just almost astounding to me to think of it in those terms. And it's like there is this sense of optimism. And so I do want to ask you about that optimism. You've got the, you know, people moving forward. You've got the economy hopefully will be, you know, chugging along. What is it that people need to look out for, Marty, that even if there's that sense of optimism, you folks, you better keep your eye on this? Because even though there's optimistic attitudes, this is not resolved.
Yes, great question. There are the systemic issues that are still in play. They would be the programs like Social Security, Medicare, the military spending issues, and of course geopolitical issues, which are, you know, beyond our personal control here in the U.S. But from a U.S. economy standpoint, David, those are issues that have to be resolved. I was reading this afternoon, there's a Republican plan now to kind of shore up Social Security and some of the changes that are being presented there, the same with Medicare. So those entitlement programs are going to be in trouble if they're not shored up and fixed, and so that's a piece of the puzzle. The huge, you know, debt issue has got to be resolved. We've got to pay that down. And again, we do that by growing the economy and adding tax revenue. So that's consistent with, you know, with growth of the economy if that occurs. I think the big risk would be if it doesn't occur, if there's some unforeseen calamity or event geopolitically, or if we get involved in, you know, some other military issues that take an awful lot of our attention and money out of the economy. Those would be some of the risks that are there, and they're going to be there regardless, David, of who's in that White House. Those are risks that are just part of the running of the country right now.
Excellent answer, Marty. You are the smartest guy I know in finances. I mean, that's it. You are. I love talking to you. All right, folks, here, 1-800-727-PLAN, 1-800-727-7526. If you want to engage with somebody who understands retirement planning, who understands Social Security, and who understands how to prepare you as best as possible for that which is up and coming, why don't you talk to somebody who's got a better handle on it than anybody you know on the planet? That would be Marty Schneider. Excellent job, Marty.
Well, thank you, David. It's always such a great pleasure to spend the time with you, and I will look forward to catching up with you, I hope, next week, right?
Yep, next week we'll do it. Week after it could be tough, but next week we'll be around.
All right, brother. God bless you. Thanks, David. Enjoy chatting with you.
Thanks. God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. We would like to invite you out for a special evening, Coming Home for Christmas with Dennis Agajanian. December 21st, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, San Diego. That's Coming Home for Christmas with Dennis Agajanian. December 21st at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, San Diego. For more information, calvarysandiego.com.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is Why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org, but you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio, you're busy. Which is great, because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. Republicans in Washington are committed to repealing Obamacare right away. What they've been less enthusiastic about is putting the same timetable on passing policies that would replace Obamacare with market-oriented reforms. An idea called repeal and delay has become quite popular with Republicans. This would allow them to take a quick vote to get rid of Obamacare, but delay the actual repeal of the law for a few years while they come up with policies to replace it. Such a strategy is wrong-headed. Repeal of Obamacare should be accompanied by reforms that will lower costs, ensure the continuation of coverage, and reduce federal regulation in our healthcare system. Republicans have been debating and discussing these ideas for years. By kicking the can down the road and promising that they'll come up with a replacement for Obamacare in the future, Republicans only place their own political fortunes and the healthcare system at risk. They need to not just repeal Obamacare, but be prepared to put good ideas in its place right away. I'm Lonnie Chen.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Great show, man. Just love. Sometimes Christian radio is fabulous. Sometimes. And sometimes it's not as good. Even I acknowledge some shows are better than others. It is part of the process. We're going to do a little bit of history and then cover our Facebook post. So let's make sure we stay on track. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Shout out to Tugboat Todd doing a great job, and appreciate that. All right, let's cover some of the history. And by the way, a shout out to RoboPaul covering for you yesterday. He did a really good job and took care of some really big editing jobs. That was really cool. So everybody's working hard here at KPRZ. On this day in 1791, the Bill of Rights took effect with Virginia's ratification of it. And on this day in 1890, so it is Bill of Rights Day. On this day in 1890, Sioux Indian Chief Sitting Bull was killed by Native American police. I didn't know that. I was like, really? 1939 on this day, the movie Gone with the Wind premiered in Atlanta, Georgia. 1944 on this day, band leader Glenn Miller disappeared in a plane crash over the English Channel. This day in 1961, Adolf Eichmann was sentenced to death by an Israeli court for organizing the deportation of Jews to concentration camps. A lot of history, folks. And this day in 1964, Canada adopted its national flag, a red maple leaf on a white background. I went to camp in Algonquin Park, Canada, for a couple of years. That's you know, for those that ever saw the movie Indian Summer, that was the camp I went to. My counselor wrote the movie, just to let you know. And we had to sing the national anthem, American national anthem, and then we had to sing the Canadian national anthem. And it was, you know, it was one of those things that you just didn't think about as you're growing up. And then you get older and you look back and you go, wow, I went through that. I didn't know. That was a fantastic place to go to camp. Tamaqua was the name of the camp. And my best friend and I got lost. Second day we were there on the water in a canoe, and they had to send out a search party. Why would that be a surprise to anybody? If they had a GPS tracker at that point, they would have put it in our heads. And that would have been a wise move. On this day in 1966, animated cartoon pioneer and movie producer Walt Disney passed away in Los Angeles. Okay, last but not least, because it's interesting, in 2001, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, Italy was reopened to the public after a $27 million realignment that went on for over a decade. Finally, Bill of Rights Day, you heard. National Regifting Day, you probably didn't hear about. National Lemon Cupcake Day, but most cool, National Cat Herders Day. Good luck with that. Let's play our music for our Facebook post, and let's get into our Facebook post. What you got for me, Tugboat? In my eyes, there's a perfect world. I have no idea what that was.
There was a sitcom back in the day who starred Brett Butler, and it was called Grace Under Fire.
Yeah, really? I don't know that one. That's all I got for you. You gotta do like Mannix. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. I would know that.
Well, I thought it was apropos for the Facebook post.
That's true. Here we go. Grace Under Fire. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 23. Nice connection, Tugboat. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 23. The name of this one is Different Ways to Use Grace. I only got a minute and a half. Want to get this done, or a minute. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. There are two ways or more to view this passage. Grace be with you in your salvation. In this view, grace is the key within our salvation process, which Bible people get, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. But also, grace be with you in your life. In this view, grace is the key throughout our day, throughout our highs and our lows. In each and every moment, that grace is with you. Either way, through salvation or through life, grace in our lives is fantastic. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.